In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor in for David Brancaccio. Apple and Qualcomm are calling a truce. Apple is the world's third largest producer of smartphones. Qualcomm makes the chips that help smartphones run, and they have been fighting over patent and licensing issues in courts around the world for 2 years. But they announced a settlement yesterday. That drove Qualcomm stock up more than 23%. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has the latest on one of the most contentious disputes in tech.
Qualcomm not only makes chips for smartphones, it holds a huge number of wireless technology patents, and it charges phone makers for both. Apple and its suppliers argued that's overcharging, stopped paying, and sued for nearly $30 billion. Qualcomm sued back for $7 billion in lost payments.
It really created a tremendous amount of bad blood between the two companies.
Technology analyst Kevin Crewell at Tirius Research did not see peace on the horizon, but he says both companies were also losing.
It was hurting Qualcomm stock. I mean, it was a lot of money owed to Qualcomm by Apple. And for Apple, they weren't getting necessarily the best technology.
Specifically, 5G modems. There's a race to offer the exponentially faster 5G connection. And George Mason University law professor Adam Mossoff says Qualcomm's in the lead.
There are other chip makers, but they are behind the eight ball, so to speak.
Under the settlement, Apple will pay Qualcomm an undisclosed amount, and the two have a new agreement that will almost certainly result in 5G iPhones. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.